Well, hello everyone over on Patreon. I'm here with Kravin Breckbill. We're in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. We actually just wrapped doing your interview on using business for God's kingdom and what that looks like and some of the things you've learned. And we had an audience question come in. So typically we answer these here on Patreon. This is from, actually, I'm not entirely sure which episode this was. It was from the last season. And they said this. I don't know the person's name. Should Anabaptist business owners require a departing employee to sign a non-compete? It's something that I've been thinking about. Now, as a first-generation Christian slash Mennonite, these are thoughts that occasionally run through my mind. It's my observation that sometimes we as Anabaptists try to separate business from our Christian life, and that's not how I perceive what my Bible teaches. So it's almost like he's asking two things, the specific non-compete issue, but also separating the business from the rest of our Christian lives. How would you answer that? And maybe for the sake of our audience, just briefly, what is a non-compete and how does that affect what we believe?
I know what it means. I don't know the exact legal, you know, legal terms behind it, but in the simplistic form is non-compete. Someone comes to work for someone, and when they come on board, they sign saying that they can't go out after they've been trained for that company or for that business. There's different, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, depending on the situation. They can't go out and start an identical company in competition against who they're working for or the company they're working with. So to answer the question, from my perspective, I'm not sure if it's a right or wrong. You can say it's right to do or wrong to do. I think there needs to be some thought put into it. You know, for our business, you know, we're a dealership, basically, and we sell trailers. It wouldn't be a big deal to me. You know, there's different ways of looking. I just don't, in that kind of a company, you know, I'm just not overly bent towards being jealous if someone else starts. It's fine to me. Competition's better. Like, it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. However, in saying that, I think there could be places that there might be some value to it. And for example, I just recently had a friend sell a fairly large manufacturing company. And the company that bought him, it's a significant business. And, you know, he would have received millions and millions of dollars. They wouldn't want him to get all that money and start up another manufacturing business right beside them. So whether it's Christian courtesy or right or wrong, they're, like, I see value, especially when someone purchases something. I mean, I would want to give that. If someone was buying from me, I would want to give them that respect. So that would be my answer to it. It's not, as a Christian, I don't know that you would just make a habit of doing that every time someone come on board. That might be a little self-centered. But on the other hand, I think there's a place for it. So that's my answer to it.
It would be interesting, whoever asked this question, again, I wish we knew who it was, if they could see this and maybe follow up a bit more, because I'm sensing them saying that this, a non-compete, is kind of separating business from our Christian life. So it's almost like they are hinting that one way or the other. And you're suggesting, well, okay, maybe that's a bit much.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that he's feeling that for someone to require that of someone, that's selfish or self-centered in some way. And so I'm guessing that's the root of it. You can look at it that way, and it can be that. But there's also courtesy from the individual coming on. Like, if I get hired onto a company and they send me to school and train me and you know, places that people need training to do, technicians and all that, and then to immediately walk away, like, I think there needs to be a respect go both ways. Do we need non-compete sign, you know, clauses to do that? We shouldn't, but I don't know that it's a wrong thing. If there's something out there that I'm not aware of, I'll be corrected, no problem.
But at this point, you're not splitting a church over this or
something. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, thank you for taking the time to answer that. It's something I'd honestly never thought of. And thank you, whoever submitted this, I think it was a YouTube comment, and the rest of you all watching or listening to this, you know, extra questions like this, we try to answer them, put them up here on Patreon. So come back for more material like this. As always, if you have more questions, feel free to send them to us. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, you can find all our content over on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We'll see you in the next video.